The first stage of the Czech presidential elections is reaching its climax, with voting taking place this Friday and Saturday. The 9 candidates seeking to become head of state will be trying to get their final messages through in the next days, and that's likely to mean a rush to the campaign coffers, where some are apparently more equal and open to scrutiny than others. Chris Johnston has the details.
It's the second direct Czech presidential elections, with nationwide campaigns in full swing from the 9 candidates. And like the first time round 5 years ago, there are clear rules about financing the campaigns and declaring sponsors and spending. There's a 40 million crown spending limit over the 2 rounds, and candidates must keep transparent accounts. Anti-corruption watchdog and good government promoter Transparency International has been monitoring the individual campaigns so far. Director of the Czech branch, David Ondráčka, on Monday released some of the results, saying that the intention is to give voters a heads up about spending and openness. He highlighted the trends of some of the biggest spenders, including current President Miloš Zeman, who is seeking a second term in office.
Spendings, in our estimate, make up almost 200 million Czech crowns, which is quite a hefty sum for a relatively short campaign. And in terms of individual candidates, we basically provide individual assessment to each of them. The least transparent campaign is having Mr. Zeman, who is not providing basically any information. He organizes his campaign through external entity, which doesn't provide any information about their sponsors and expenditures. So that's the worst case of opacity that can be imagined. Other candidates, let's take Mr. Drahoš, second in the polls at the moment, who's having the most sponsors from corporate sector and from large businesses, even such companies that are actually related to certain controversial things like Mostecká uherná, Škoda Transportation, some developers. However, he's providing information, and it seems that he is taking some steps towards transparency. Mr. Horáček is special because he's basically self-financing his campaign, and he's not collecting any sponsorship from outside. The issue is that he's organizing his campaign also through external subject, which is having a transparent account, but it is basically published every month only, so you don't necessarily get fully updated and quick data. And last, Mirek Topolánek, he's very much sponsored by large companies and certain influential individuals.
Ondráčka adds that the spending of former Civic Democrat Prime Minister is not that transparent either. The head of the watchdog says some candidates have spent very little at all, such as Jiří Hynek, Marek Hilša and Petr Hanek. Also standing are Vratislav Kulhánek and Pavel Fischer. The assessments can be seen on Transparency International's Czech website. The structure of the campaign so far has not been exceptional, with posters, meetings and ever-increasingly social media playing a major role. The president could be elected this week if one candidate lands more than 50% of the votes. If not, the first and second most popular will face off in a second round 2 weeks later.